I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff. Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. It's season 6. How has this happened, guys?
Happy 6th birthday, everybody.
Happy 6th birthday, yes.
They indeed said it would never come. They said it was a terrible idea.
And they were us.
And they continue to toe that party line, but here we are.
You've made us cookies. That was nice.
Yeah, they were stodgy, weren't they?
They were quite stodgy, but very healthy, as healthy as a cookie can be.
Sesame seeds, tahini. Mm. You said they reminded you of, what was it, Jamie?
Hot Crumbly. Do you remember Hot Crumbly, the breakfast cereal?
No, I've literally never heard of Hot Crumbly.
In the 90s. It was nuts and maybe some syrup in there. And you added a little splash of milk and made it into a sort of porridge-based thing. But it was basically like baking a cake.
I was going to say, are you sure it wasn't cake mixture?
Yeah.
Watch it be like muesli.
It kind of had a look of muesli, but the way that you...
Engaged with it.
Yes, exactly. The way that you put it together was very much...
Put it together. Baking. Who's ever described eating cereal like that? Oh, wow, I love how you've put that together. You have to put some milk on some cornflakes.
Oh, my God, here it is. Kellogg's Hot
Oat Crumbly.
Oh my God,
it's Hot Crumbly with a K. I can't take it.
Hot Oat Crumbly.
Original, deliciously warming, oaty clusters. So yeah, it was kind of like...
James, deal with this.
I don't know what to say. Anyway, let's leave that to one side.
Anyway, they were delicious cookies. Were delicious.
Thank you
so much.
And your transition to an old woman is complete.
Is this the longest we've ever not been on air for? I mean, don't say on air, but you know what I mean.
On air?
Is this the longest break we've ever had?
It's been about a year and a half, hasn't it?
Well, you know, stuff's happened, hasn't it?
Well, quite a palate cleanser, right? Because after a while, you do need to just rid your system of Rocky.
I had to listen back to the last episode to kind of remember what happened, because I'd gone like you, I'd got kind of Rocky amnesia, I'd kind of wiped it from my memory.
The body's a very clever, responsive unit that wants to protect you from such things.
It's like giving birth, you forget all about it.
How have you been in the 18 months since the proper series? What have you been... I mean, obviously, not much has been going on. What have you been doing? Like, have you had hobbies? You were doing a lot of art, weren't you?
Doing my art, doing my running.
You're becoming quite the artist these days.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I don't like to talk about it. Available now. If you go to my Instagram, you can buy any of the original.
Are you selling them?
I've just been giving them as gifts, actually, but maybe I should...
Get an Etsy going on.
Do you think include an invoice when I send them to friends and family?
I have one in this kitchen. It's over there. It's framed.
Actually.
Yeah.
What do you draw? What are your inspirations?
Naked ladies and flowers, mainly.
Okay.
So half of Rocky's passion and half of my own.
Where are you getting the naked ladies?
Just passers-by. whoever I can get to strip in front of my window. On Zoom, actually.
Sorry?
they strip on Zoom?
Yeah, on Zoom. But they're just in their houses stripping. They're not stripping. They're naked. Stripping suggests they gradually derobe,
but they are
nude.
Because I did what was it called? An NVQ, is that?
You've done it. Oh, here we go. What?
So,
Jamie, why do you wait until the start of the podcast to reveal all this weird... What have you done an NVQ in?
What? Sorry. This year you've
no,
done
no,
an
no,
NVQ.
This is when I was a kid.
When you were a kid, you did an NVQ! It's basically a degree.
Is it? No, I did a baccalaureate when I was 4.
Doing life drawing.
You did an NVQ in life drawing when you were a kid.
What?
It was in, I think it was in year 10 or 11, and we used to go to the next town along from my school. It was kind of like a night class.
I can't look at it.
And it was
a night class. Why were you at school at night?
Alistair's having a breakdown. It was like an
NVQ in life extra.
When he was in year 10, so or 11, so he was doing his GCSEs, but decided to opt into night school.
It was one day a week. I did it with some friends. It was fun, but we had to draw.
How old were the friends?
Well, the woman that we had to draw was called Samantha, I remember, American. And what was great about it, which is why I mentioned it, was that you all were in a circle around Samantha, so everyone's picture had a different perspective. But she was great, and she just used to strip off, and then we would draw her. But my point being, so when you do it on Zoom, everyone's got the same perspective of your model, so you're all in competition. Whereas the good thing when I did my MVQ was that...
you'd always go for the rear.
Your art was never directly compared to each other's because you all had a slightly different viewpoint.
That is the beauty of an MVQ, isn't it?
What a fucking roundabout way to tell us he has an MVQ in life drawing.
This is where he tells us that he left school at 9.
Yeah, honestly. Jamie, get it out of your system now before we start.
We haven't even started reading the bloody book. I'm so sorry. I've derailed it twice with Hot Crumbly and an MVQ.
I never thought a hidden qualification that he did at 9. I mean, he's just full of surprises.
I think it was by a salt museum, if I remember.
Okay, shut up. Shut your goddamn mouth. I've had quite enough of you.
He's trolling us.
If you're not reading the book, I don't want to see that mouth flapping, all right?
Deal. Salt okay, museum. Fine. That's it.
When did I sign up to be part of a podcast that's basically Jamie's autobiography, where we get a new slice of his life every week?
Why did he opt it? 15 years old. You're interested in girls. You want to go out. You want to get drunk legally.
You weren't, but okay.
Jamie opts in for a night class.
Can I just say, it was one night a week. It was a school night.
I mean, I don't disapprove of anybody bettering themselves, learning a new skill, apart from Jamie. And that is my only caveat.
I thought that you would be an ally in this, Alice. You also enjoy
life drawing. It's the lies. I can't take.
Well, it's not even lies, is it? It's more...
How is it lying?
Years of omission.
Deceptions and withholding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just a web of sin of omission, hiding. You feel.
It just never came up.
Who are you? You know why he's so good at all the voices, don't you? He's a spy.
I think he is. I don't think he's our friend at all.
I've said that for years.
Right, should we start reading?
Okay, before we start, shall I give us a quick roundup of where we got to?
Okay, I'm going to time you though. 30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm up to the challenge.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
So Belinda and Bella were in Australia hot on the tail of Giselle, who had turned against them. But they got arrested by Giselle and Tony's long-lost brother George, who were working for Bish. And they were in the clink, but then they were broken out. Spooner came along, and Giselle actually ended up breaking them out. She turned good again because it turned out that her mum was ill, and she was doing it all to raise money for her mum's illness. And she didn't actually kill Slint. Slint killed himself, so she's good again. She's back in the Glee team. In the meantime, Bish was like, and
that's he, time. I'm sorry.
What happened? What happened next?
He kidnapped Belinda in a hot air balloon.
James, that's time.
They flew off into the Australian skies, and they both had a tattoo that had BBB on it. And Bish said, "Yes, family." And we're like, "What? What does that mean?"
Can he hear you when you're saying it's time? I mean, honestly,
you are so over time.
To be fair, a very, very energetic retelling and far more coherent than.
Do you know what I loved when he was doing it? See how his hands were over his face like this? Tunnel vision, literally. Beautiful.
You were going into your mind palace, weren't you?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Well, we don't all have an NVQ, Jamie.
In storytelling.
Okay, well, are we ready to delve into book 6 then?
Yes.
Long overdue.
What's the chapter title, please, maestro?
Okay, drum roll. Belinda Blink 6. Chapter 1. Dust and scrub, scrub and dust.
Is that like the hump and skunk? A dust and scrub? I feel a song coming on.
Okay, so, Belinda Blink 6, Chapter 1. Dust and scrub, scrub and dust.
I'm actually more excited than I thought it would be.
We're so lucky to have this in our lives.
Aren't we?
The over-emotional hooves of Toffee Apple Chew. Sporting her most solemn rosette.
She's got a rosette on.
Wait, could she be at the, what are the championships called?
Or do you think she's done an MVQ in life drawing?
Life-saving.
Sporting her most solemn rosette.
Not a thing.
Pulled the coach containing Laird Spooner of Gretna Green, posthumous, to his final resting place in Westminster Abbey.
Okay, I have to be honest. I thought we'd pick up exactly where we left off. It sounds like this is...
was a funeral.
Yeah, week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later.
And also the Toffee Apple Chew, who we've never really known the job of, but is a kind of rescue horse, like Skippy the Bush Kangaroo, and also...
does funerals. Kind
of, does funerals. Bar mitzvahs, funerals, weddings. A very busy horse.
So is Spooner having like a state funeral? He's at Westminster Abbey.
Westminster Abbey, yeah. And a laird. That's like a Scottish lord.
Yeah.
Just a quick question. Mm-hmm. Final resting place will be Westminster Abbey.
Is he a king? Isn't that where the kings
are? Where will he go?
Well, there are tombs, but it's for kings, isn't
tombs?
It?
He's not getting a tomb.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because...
it can't be his final resting place.
Yeah, okay.
I can't believe he's having... he does not deserve a state funeral.
Who are you to say?
He's rubbish at his job.
Wow. Wow.
He died, James. Oh,
God. James, you have to read the mood of the nation for these things.
What, you think that it was like Diana, like there was public pressure? They were like, give Spooner the state funeral he deserves.
Yeah, because if anything, he's... undercover in a lot of his work. So how would anybody... well, surely this is a kind of breach of some kind of secrets act.
It's revealing him to be the spy he always was. So he's being dragged or pulled to his final resting place in Westminster Abbey. In his honour, the damp London streets were filled with heartbroken citizens.
No.
All playing Mozart's Requiem on their spoons.
Oh, spoons for spoons.
Spoons for spoons.
I have a question. I'm sorry too. Obviously RIP. But it doesn't feel quite as I imagined.
Do you mind if I just get some spoons?
Please
quickly?
Do.
Right, so I've got the spoons.
Yeah.
Right, here we go, got some.
So Mozart's Requiem, do you know that by heart?
Can you give me like a vague blast?
Well, it's a hard one to kind of emulate. It's very choral. It's very like...
it's quite frantic. It's like...
yeah, exactly.
Okay. Doesn't quite have the same dramatic...
it'd make me cry. But it's thousands of people doing
thousands.
That. That's a racket, isn't
the
it?
The streets were covered.
It's not a spoon solo.
You can't really recreate strings with two bits of metal, can you?
It's almost why we use more sophisticated instruments than spoons for orchestras.
What a nice little motif, though.
Lovely motif.
So they're all crying. The much-honoured James Spooner, Laird of Gretna Green's state funeral was a small reward for a man who had given up so much to public life and the royals personally. As the horns burped and the trumpets trumped, Bella Ridley blew every emotion out of her nose.
Bella shouldn't be there either. Like,
I know. At a state funeral, Bella Ridley, give me a break.
There's limited seating.
Well, people are lining the streets, guys. I mean, the public are there. Anybody could turn up.
Heads of state, you know, presidents, prime ministers, and Bella. She was the first of the mourners following the cortege as it entered the abbey.
The first.
Why? She's not his wife.
Well, true to the much-honoured James Spooner, Laird of Gretna... we're just going to call him this the whole time. True to the much-honoured James Spooner, Laird of Gretna Green's wishes, mourners followed in...
mourners?
Mourners.
It's all bloody mourners.
Mourners followed in the order he had last ravaged them.
Oh, now you've explained it. Yeah, fair enough.
No, that is following protocol.
Is that in the will?
Which caused much confusion and bitterness between his many ex-wives.
Also, how do you define ravage? I mean, like, you know, is it a stroke on the arm or is it like full on sex?
And
like,
how are you comparing notes? Are you in a WhatsApp group and you're like, well, I remember we last had sex on this date and then somebody one-upmanships it? I don't know.
But it caused much confusion and bitterness between his many ex-wives. He'd sworn to Charlene Spooner that he'd only fingered Beryl Spooner after their divorce was signed in his own blood.
The many, many lives and wives of Spooner.
A drawer full of Spooners.
I swear to you, I only fingered her. Can you imagine that conversation?
I only fingered her after the divorce was signed.
Why is he only fingering women he's divorced? I'm so confused.
But the sheer number of conquests was playing havoc with the stuffy commentators of BB3 News.
BB3?
Belinda Blink 3.
Of Belinda Blink 3 News.
Does he mean BBC?
BB3 News.
He can't say BBC, can he?
Oh, sorry, he just says BBC. He can't say BBC.
That would be illegal.
Good Lord.
Oh, so this has got news coverage. This has got live news coverage.
So this
as
is
well.
Like BBC3, which is like a youth channel.
BB3 News is covering
the home
it
of Gavin and Stacey.
And two pints of lager and a packet of crisps.
Is doing the coverage. Okay, well, I guess whoever got the rights.
So they're playing havoc with the stuffy commentators of BB3 News. Leading the cortege is Miss Bella Ridley, the newly appointed international sales director of functional lifestyle brand Steels Pots and Pans.
Bella's got Belinda's job. Oh my God.
I couldn't even hear her new title because why is it being delivered like it's the Olympics? Why is it like now taking to the floor to do her routine as young upstart Bella Ridley?
So presumably, sorry, just filling in the gaps, Belinda's long gone. Mm. So like, they're not going to try and save her. They just replace her and get on with their lives.
Yeah, so Bella's now Belinda.
Yeah, Steels. Where's Cox when you need them?
Yeah. So Bella Ridley, the newly appointed international sales director of functional lifestyle brand Steels Pots and Pans.
I do love their ramekins, Jocasta. And is that the Russian Minister for Propaganda?
For what, though?
Propaganda.
Propaganda.
The propaganda. The one they call the Goryakchiak Zhdinstza of global politics.
The very same.
Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
The one that they call... Nope.
The one that they call the Goryakchaya Zhdinstza of global politics.
What are you saying? Can I see it?
Yeah.
Goryakchaya.
Can you just Google this on Translate? So Russian.
Oh, must I?
Oh, it's not a name.
No, so they call this person the Goryakchaya Zhdinstza of global politics.
I mean, how that could be pronounced wrong when Jamie says it, I just don't know.
So Goryakchaya.
Come on. Slower.
Goryakchaya. New word.
Hot.
Z.
Already excited.
Next word. Z A D N I T S A.
Hot ass.
The one they call the hot ass of global politics.
Well, that was worth it, wasn't it?
Jesus. So the one they call the Goryakchaya Zhdinstza.
Just say hot ass.
Just hot ass. The one they call the hot ass of global politics? It can't be. My, he did get around.
He absolutely did. For there's the Grand High Prince of Liechtenstein just behind that milkmaid.
Oh my God, how long is this list going to be? I can't do a full register of people that attend this bloody funeral.
There's a milkmaid there.
It's a who's who.
A milkmaid? What is this?
From the Grand High Prince of Liechtenstein to a milkmaid. He did get around, didn't he? Let's be honest.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really, really lost.
I'm really sorry. I don't know what you mean.
Tears flowed as Her Majesty Queen Lizzie II...
Oh, shut up.
...delivered the eulogy to her favourite wee laddie.
The Queen did the eulogy?
So wait, are we really missing something? I doubt it, spoiler. But are we underestimating his influence somehow?
I don't think so. I really, really don't think so. I think Rocky's just been like, if you're going to do a funeral...
Go big or go
home. Oh my God, go huge.
From outside the biggest church, Toffee Applechew wailed a mournful...
You don't really know if it's mournful or celebratory, do you? It's just a horse.
She's wearing her solemn rosette. Oh. Which I'm assuming is like a big black rosette. I don't know.
And a little veil over her eyes.
Oh, lovely. Very tasteful.
Bit of lace.
She'd always loved being ridden by James Spooner, and the thought of each of his buttock buddies never again slapping her muscular back made her weep out her impossibly long eyelashes.
Why are we personifying Toffee Applechew quite so much? I don't approve of that one bit.
And it was a sentiment shared by Bella in particular.
Bella's sharing a sentiment with Toffee Applechew.
with a horse.
To be fair, they're on a level.
And that was, and it was a sentiment shared by Bella in particular. For her, this was a double mourning.
Stop saying mourning. Why are you saying moon mourning?
What do you say, mourning?
Why are you saying like soul mourning?
What do you say? We say what people say, mourning.
What do you say?
It's got a U in it. It's mourning. Oh. Okay. For her, this was a double mourning.
Why does it pain him to just... Oh, God, he's so annoying.
For her, this was a double mourning.
Stop it! I'm going
to
freak out.
To smack
out.
You, COVID or no, I'm coming over there.
I'm going to freak.
For her, this was a double mourning. Her boss and playmates...
Okay, I've never, ever lost it and turned the table over, but I will.
He's provoking us.
I know he is.
Her boss and playmate, Belinda Blumenthal, was missing, presumed dead.
Well, they've chosen to presume her dead.
I was going
to
say, they very much saw her flying into the sky. They know she was fine.
The deputy CEO of Bish Hair Salon was unable to help the Australian authorities as to her whereabouts, and the matter had quickly been forgotten.
Do you know where she is? No. Oh, okay, case closed. Nothing else we can do.
Do Just another unlucky tourist lost in the bush.
Oh, come on. Full of
dust and scrub.
Dust and scrub and dust. You would think it would be quite an interesting investigation if somebody escaped in a hot air balloon.
It's kind of sexy, isn't it?
Like, in all my years, we've never had something like this. I want to look into it.
And they're like, I've forgotten.
Half a world away, it had been well over 2 days as the balloon flew on and on and on and on over the dried out landscape of scrub and dust.
Okay, right. So much to talk about. So what Rocky's implying is, if this is like parallel with what's happening at the funeral, they've got Spooner's body and organised the state funeral all in 2 days.
In 2 days.
48 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they've done that.
That takes that long to fly to England from Australia.
Well, not quite 2 days. It leaves them a little bit of time.
It's very efficient, James.
Yeah.
Maybe they got that direct flight from Perth.
Oh, yeah, that's only 18 hours, so then you've got ages left.
True. Jamie, I haven't finished. The other thing is, they've been in the air for 2 days in this hot air balloon. Uh-huh. Is that what we're led to believe here?
Yeah.
Led to believe.
Okay, interesting. They've had enough fuel to be in the air for 2 days. And they're now flying over the outback, I assume.
Scrub and dust.
I imagine they have food in that balloon that's desperately inappropriate to survive. It's going to be like cold cuts or like oysters or something.
Well, it's funny. Do you not remember? It's Bavarian meat.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, we do
cheeses
know.
Cheeses and bread.
Yes. Oh, that does keep, though.
For 2 days. Oh, yeah, it keeps, but...
What, meats?
Well, bread and
under a flame.
Also, how many people are in the hot air balloon? Bish, George and Belinda.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got... Three people.
How are they doing their ablutions?
Oh God.
Yeah. Over the side. That's quite dangerous, isn't it?
Can you imagine Bish hanging over the side trying to do a wee?
His rancid innards.
Oh, my God.
His gentleman's wolf knocks everybody out. What's, God knows what else comes out of it.
At least there's a lot of airflow in a hot air balloon.
That's true.
Yeah, but there's also flames. It could, like, set the whole thing on fire.
Belinda was so scared, her asshole was munching through her nicks.
Oh, God.
He's just skimming over that. That's absolutely disgusting.
That is rancid. So her bum was eating her knickers.
Yeah.
Christ. Chewing her
knicks. She was so scared that her asshole was munching through her knicks at a similar rate of knots, about 69. Belinda Blumenthal peeled back an eyelid just a millimetre. Through the crack in her eye, she saw the crack of an ass. George Sylvester, the evil brother in this tale, was bent...
what a strange change in tone.
Was bent over, rummaging for something secret and no doubt naughty.
She must have taken them, Bish. That special bitch. She'll see the inside of me knife.
The inside of your knife?
Menacing and then confusing. I'm so scared. No, I'm not. The sharpest bit of a knife is the inside of the knife.
You fool! No, better than that, use a ninny hammer.
What?
You fool. No, better than that, you is a ninny hammer.
A ninny hammer, okay.
Bish was frothing at the jaws, and Belinda could smell everything he'd ever eaten through his teeth.
This is what I'm saying. That's just what's coming from his mouth. Think how big the basket of a balloon is. Like, it's tinier than this table, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, this is a very large table. This is at least 2 metres.
2 metres by 2 metres by 2 metres, you might say. So any one time when he's bending over, for example, when George is rummaging, I mean, that's right in her face.
It's a bum in your face, isn't it?
Yeah. There's no gap.
Yeah.
So she could smell everything he'd ever eaten through his teeth.
Everything he'd ever eaten. Not even just the Bavarian meats and cheeses.
As a kid.
She could smell the hot crumbly.
In fact, the pair had been non-stop stuffing their lips with specially imported East German original cheese bars.
Cheese bars.
Cheese bars. Beer, etc., etc., etc.
Etc., etc. Can't be bothered to think.
It's not my place to fill in the gaps, except it is.
That food group tended to make Belinda burp, or even worse, fart.
Why are we doing so much about bodily just processes? It's supposed to be sexy, and we're just talking about people's IBS.
Burping and farting.
Alice, you just missed him say same.
Same. Yeah. I'm gassy when drinking beer.
And cheese bars.
I hope everyone's enjoying their Belinda beers, actually, as a matter of fact.
Wow, seamless.
So that food group tended to make Belinda burp, or even worse fart, so she decided to go hungry rather than embarrass herself in front of her two worst enemies.
Well, I mean, that's no way to live, is it? Like, it's all human. I mean, we all burp, we all fart. Some, you know, I sometimes fart.
And you can...
Sometimes!
Yeah, sure.
It's been known.
The amount we've had to cover in the edit.
So I don't think you should be embarrassed, even in front of your mortal enemies. So I know how she feels, actually.
You are a gassy lady, yeah. I mean, I don't want to make it public, but you said it first.
Wow. Okay, I don't think that's completely fair. I actually think that's defamatory. But if you put together a montage of all those audio clips you have, people can come to their own conclusions.
On the third day, Bish started to fall ill.
George, you asshole.
Vomit Chunderbarf.
You
Vomit Chunderbarf. I said Vomit Chunderbarf.
Vomit Chunderbarf. You... I thought that was like a German colleague. Vomit Chunderbarf, come here.
Herr Vomit Chunderbarf.
Yeah. Hello, I'm James Vomit Chunderbarf.
Oh, you... You know, Mrs. Marshall of Ulster Gloss. Well, I'm Herr Vomit Chunderbarf. Our family's holiday together is been...
Vomit Chunderbarf. I don't understand in the context.
So it goes, George, you asshole. And then in brackets it says, Vomit Chunderbarf.
So he Vomit Chunderbarfed.
Yes. So it goes, George, you asshole. Vomit Chunderbarf. You have spew sick wretch.
So he's like, George, you.
Oh, God.
George, you asshole. Vomit Chunderbarf. You have spew sick wretch. Poisoned me.
Belched Bish as he emptied his guts over the side for the umpteenth time.
The idea of being in that basket is...
The idea of being in the garden below when that Vomit Chunderbarf comes down. You're in your sun lounger in your garden and then you're like, oh, I think it's raining.
Oh my God, it's Vomit Chunderbarf. It's spew sick wretch.
I wasn't supposed to Vomit Chunderbarf today.
So... He's belching.
Trapped in that basket is just hell.
I will have your ass for this atrocity on my belly tubes. Crank.
Belly tubes. Mm. It's so visceral.
So stupid.
And it ends with crank, which I assume is another word for being sick.
A crank is ill in German, yeah. Oh, ich bin krank. I am ill.
Oh, thank God we've got James with us.
Don't blame me, Herr Wolfgang. Try that nasty piece of a pot seller over... Or should I say, MI6 British Intelligence Stooge?
Wait. Oh, don't do that. That actually made me nearly vomit.
You don't.
That, how did you do that noise?
It's just club theatre.
You don't think leaving cheese and ham out in the sun under that hot, hot fire is going to do something, yeah, to you? That couldn't have possibly have turned bad, could it? They've got food poisoning with all the food in the basket.
Or a diet of cheese non-stop for 3 days. No water, just beer.
They've got scurvy.
Or should I say MI6 British Intelligence?
Oh, stop doing that.
Why is he doing it so realistically?
I bet you she's behind this somehow.
As he was almightily sick, Belinda smiled.
Belinda's poisoned them.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Back at Steele's HQ...
Oh, for God's sake.
Bella was out of her depth with her new duties.
Well, no shit, Sherlock.
Whenever things got tough, she looked at a post-it note on her word processor unit. It simply said...
Switch me on.
Live, laugh, love.
It's just an arrow to the power button.
It simply said WWBD.
www.google.com. www.steelspotsandpans.co.uk. That's where to start. Just go on the website.
So it simply said WWBD. Who would Belinda do?
Oh, who? I thought it would be what would Belinda.
A client.
That's clever.
A manufacturer. An intern.
Whoever it took.
But that's kind of a good motto, really, because that did do Belinda quite proud.
Bella is not qualified for this job whatsoever.
Just then, Des Martin knocked on her brushed antique brass knob. It had beautiful gold threading around the bulb bit, and it was stunning to touch and see.
Tell us more about the door handle.
Yeah, why has that had two sentences?
Rumours had long circulated that it had been recovered from the Mary Rose. But who knew for real?
The Mary Rose?
That's a Tudor warship.
The home of the sauce, the prawn sauce.
Yeah, the Mary Rose is the sauce, yeah.
But the Mary Rose is definitely a... Google Mary Rose.
You're absolutely right. A warship of the English Tudor Navy of King Henry VIII. She served for 33 years. Oh. In several wars against France, Scotland and Brittany.
I feel like that's probably the most expensive item in the whole office.
I mean, it would be priceless, probably.
You would imagine it would be in a museum, yeah.
It's worth more than the whole company.
And has she... Sorry, I mean, why are we dwelling this long? But has she had that fitted since she's become sales director?
Oh, do you think? She brought it with her from her office.
I don't think she had an office, did she?
She brought that knob with her from reception. Dropping a muffin mould prototype, Bella bent down. Her miniskirt rolled right up her thighs so Des could see her undergarments, clear as sticky back plastic. I can see next week's washing. His eyebrows pranced.
It's quite funny, though. Next week's as well.
Because she's wearing them today, so they're going to get washed next week. So.
Yeah, I guess.
Is that how people do it?
This chapter's disgusting.
Enter my favourite RSM.
Bella's upside down head said.
Now that, it's 18 months isn't long enough. For a break from that.
What? Bella's upside down head.
Because she's like bent she's over. Bent. And she's like upside down. Through her legs. And is her underwear clear?
What was sticky back
plastic?
No,
he could just see her undergarments as clear as sticky back plastic.
Right.
Oh, unless they are cellophane knickers. I don't know.
Be weird, but I wouldn't put it past this book.
Enter my favourite RSN.
Bella's upside down head said. Not so fast, he smiled.
I'm not.
Bella replied. What? But Des continued.
What?
So hang on.
Enter my favourite RSN.
Not so fast.
I'm not.
What?
He's confused himself. Rocky's confused himself.
But Des continued. Basically, you know Sir James has stepped back from the business and handed over the chairmanship to Tony Sylvester?
Exposition.
All happened in 2 days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Losing the trioxy Brillo blueprints and the death of their inventor, Professor Slintz, has been very sad for him,
Bella recapped. Well, Des continued, he's still to be involved as a major shareholder, of course, but his new mission in life is to track down the killer of his first wife, Arabelle. That and the people responsible for Belinda Blumenthal's disappearance, and God help them if he ever found the two crimes are connected to the same person.
So Sir James has left the chairmanship of Steel, Sports & Man has become like some private
vigilante.
Yeah. Yeah.
Batman.
Oh my God, he is Batman. This is a very elderly Batman. Yeah,
a wealthy man in a castle.
So Arabelle, we know, died in suspicious circumstances.
It's supposed to do with a parachute, if I recall.
Yes.
Yeah, but that was never in the book. That was in like a random bit of extra stuff he wrote.
Oh, right.
So I think he's referring back to something that he didn't even include in the book.
I think that was a Rocky question we asked him once.
So we, as a reader, would be the first time learning that his wife had died. So
right.
How helpful. Okay, great. Okay, so we'll just forget we know that. Fantastic. So, yeah, he's gone off to fight crime.
Mm-hmm.
Tony's bumped up. Bella's bumped up. And the RSM's have just stayed
where
they are.
They probably stay the same.
Poor bastard.
They are stagnant. He's a man on a mission. So? Bella responded. So? Tony's now chairman, which means I'm the new MD of Steels, Pots and Pens.
What?
You what?
Des Martin.
Wow.
Yeah, precisely.
All together now.
Bella screamed and immediately pulled down a French bloomer.
French bloomer, aren't they like big kind of bloomy shorts?
Yeah, they're like a Regency period, like.
Yeah, something, they're sort of gathered, yeah, they're like a kind of like frilly, old school, voluminous pedal pusher.
They're fucking massive. Why has she gone from a thong to a like a massive French bloomer?
And when she was bent over, I was worried that she'd be revealing all, but she's not revealing a goddamn thing, is
well,
she?
Well, exactly.
I mean, it'll take a week to wash them, that's why.
Yeah.
Through the old mangle.
So, wow, as she pulled down her French bloomers.
Good for you. Now give me a fat cock.
Oh.
Bella climbed up onto the new wooden desk with carved mermaid legs.
She's done a right overhaul of this office.
She's so maritime. Full,
like, yeah, why is it so naval?
Rolling onto her backbone, she pulled her legs behind her ear lobes. Yeah, lobes, that's right. She proffered Des her open vagina like the dessert trolley to Toby Carvery.
So we'll say Toby Carvery, but we won't say BBC.
For those who don't know, a Toby Carvery is like, it's basically like a buffet, isn't it?
And all
it's
you
like
can
where
eat
you
jobby.
Can get like a full Sunday roast.
Well, you could pre-pandemic. Will that come back? Who knows?
Oh, that's true. That's true.
One of the great losses.
Have you ever been?
I actually haven't. That was really harsh. I actually haven't been.
No, no. Good Yorkshire puddings.
Oh, okay.
Good Yorkshire puddings.
And people always rave that you can have all of the meats. I mean, I don't eat meat, but like all of the meats.
It's basically a British flunch, really.
It's very much
so.
Yeah, it's a flunch. Yeah. It's a flunch. Yeah. They probably had to change the name for legal reasons. So she's...
So she opened her vagina like the dessert trolley at a Toby Carvery.
Is there a trolley? A dessert trolley?
Yeah, there is a trolley. I can't remember if it's a cabinet or a trolley.
Does it remind you of vagina?
No, I was going to say, it doesn't really have the opening mechanism of a vagina or anything reminiscent.
Please see the first five books.
And boy, was she going to have all the meat she could eat.
Well, there you go, you see, because you can have the pork, the chicken, the beef, you can have it all.
Yeah, but we were talking about the dessert trolley, so what meaty desserts is she eating?
Mincy trifle.
Is it very medieval? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because they did combine, didn't they? Oh, I suppose it could be like a Heston Blumenthal meat fruit.
Yes.
No relation, of course.
Des Martin took his blood-filled joint in both hands.
His blood-filled joint? What? It's been jointed. Crikey.
Des Martin took his blood-filled joint in both hands. Well, one hand and two fingers. And guided...
That's weirdly incredibly explicit.
Yeah. One hand and two fingers.
The two fingers really... that really like brings it to life, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
So to speak.
His blood-filled joint in both hands. Well, one hand and two fingers. And guided himself into Bella's very own muffin mould with ease and triumph.
So wait, he's shagging the muffin mould?
She was so warm and slippery, Des was reminded of a creme brulee that had been left to cool for 3 to 5 minutes.
Don't ever let Des near the dessert trolley.
Seriously, what's he putting where?
Oh my God, can you imagine him cracking through that sugary top?
As his flappy foreskin rolled up and down his sensitive glands, his liquid affection was trickling loose.
Oh my God.
Liquid affection is incredible. I'm covered in your liquid affection.
Can I say it's odd that this is the most reassuring bit of the chapter so far? It feels like we're on very kind of
familiar
ground.
Yeah, we're anchored to something.
Having
here,
sex,
yeah.
Back at Steele's Pots and Pans. It's nice.
Nice to be home.
And I say that...
knowing how damaged you are.
He left her pleasure dome... and named his super soaker over Bella's belly.
There's some kind of childhood references in here that's quite upsetting. I mean, I used to love a little super soaker fight.
Super soaker, yeah. How's he know what a super soaker is?
The essence of MD flowed all over her like runny cement.
Bloody
essence
hell.
Of MD. So there's no essence of RSM left in him. It's gone straight to MD.
He's fully MD now.
Somehow. Do you know what's a real kick in the old balls is that Des got it over any of the RSMs.
I think I would have given it to
Paddy.
Paddy, yeah. I was going to say. Like,
no, Paddy's too much fun. He wouldn't take it seriously. I think Ken Dewsbury.
No. Stoic. Ken Dewsbury.
You know, gets on with the job, you know, good salt of the earth.
It's quite old school Ken Dewsbury, though, isn't he?
That's true.
If this is the future of Steels, do you want some... I mean, I don't even know if Paddy's young blood or not. I just like the cut of his jib.
Bella squealed in delight. The new job had just got unbelievably better.
Well, she could do that before, couldn't she?
Yeah, I was going to say, literally nothing has changed.
As the hot air balloon sailed...
Oh, my God. I'm exhausted. Pulls from pillar to post.
I feel like I've been on the hot air balloon for 2 days.
As the hot air balloon sailed to the whims of wind... That's quite good.
How long has this hot air balloon been in
so
the air?
So easily pleased these days.
As the hot air balloon sailed to the whims of wind... Belinda felt like Richard Branson, but she was no virgin.
I don't think Richard Branson was a virgin.
That's not why he called his company Virgin.
Is it not?
Because he was a virgin.
Well, I don't know.
He's like 60.
Yeah, but he wasn't when he set it up, was he?
No, that can't be why.
He would be like, what should I call my company? Well, I'm a virgin.
What
I've
am
never
I?
Had sex.
A virgin, I suppose.
It's very bold to put it out there. Because he did love a hot air balloon, didn't he, in the 90s?
He did. Well, he's done everything, hasn't he?
He was always up in one.
Let's have a look.
Has he ever ventured into pots and pans? Is that one area he's never
Good
touched?
Question. I don't know. Did the Virgin Megastore have pots and pans?
Virgin Megastore? Forgot about the Virgin Megastore.
I mean, I've said was was Richard Branson a virgin when he set up Virgin? And weirdly, there's not actually any articles on that. Okay. They're all just about what a successful billionaire he is.
Maybe he called it Virgin because it was his first company.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we can pretty safely say he didn't call it
Virgin.
Wait,
how old was he when he set it up? To be fair, he did set up his first business venture at 16. So
he was pretty young.
But even if he was a virgin when he called it Virgin, I don't think it's because he was a virgin.
Yeah, okay, fine.
He's 70 now.
He's definitely not a virgin now, no.
He's got kids, hasn't he? He's not a virgin now.
So, she was no virgin. And we know this of Belinda. Her not eating had turned out to be an astute move, as the local Bish caterers had gotten their sell-by dates wrong. It was obvious the two miscreants were slowly succumbing to the most painful of food poisoning, if not debatable death.
Wow, saved by the sandwiches.
So, Bish had hired some caterers to...
to stock his getaway balloon.
And so how often do they replenish it in case it's the day for
enough,
the getaway? Well, clearly not enough. Well, no, they might replenish it enough, but they've got the labels wrong.
Oh, of course, right, sorry.
Yeah,
right,
so that's just an admin error. But, so... It didn't sound catered. It just sounded like it was a load of ham and cheese.
It's a catered affair. Lovely. Belinda inched herself slowly across to the gas bottle where the balloon's controls were situated behind the shitting George. She cast her mind back to Hunter Roo, the chap she'd once fucked in the Bahamas, who not only taught her the virtues of a well-lubricated bodyboard, but also took her hot air ballooning.
Oh, Hunter.
Wow, he sounds like a romantic...
Hunter Roo.
Hottie.
Flying it was a fairly simple arrangement. Fire the gas to go up and don't to go down.
I'd love to know a bit more about the going down.
Can I just say, it's so funny, like, a lot of her, like, previous, like, boyfriends taught us. Didn't one of them teach her how to caravan?
Caravanning, yeah.
So one of them's taught her how to hot air balloon.
She's very cultured. She's a Renaissance woman, really, Belinda.
Yeah, I feel like she's used her dalliances to her advantage, hasn't she?
She just lives a great life, really. I mean, not
and this
currently.
This sounds awful, but yeah.
So you fire the gas to go up and you don't to go down. So she didn't. Belinda was going down, so she switched off the gas supply.
Yes. Well, I'm surprised there's any left after 3 days.
Belinda searched the now two unconscious future jailbirds and deprived them of their knives, cell phones, and dignity. Stripping them both to their bare skins, she threw overboard their blood-soaked spooner garments.
Unnecessary.
Why would
really,
you do that? Maybe out of respect? I don't know.
Respect?
For them? Oh, for spooner. I was like... Okay.
Belinda had expected George's penis to be the identical twin of Tony's, but brothers didn't wash that way because George was big. No, huge. Wait, massive in the trunk department. It had to explain his evil confidence.
So what we're supposed to assume if you ever meet anybody who's got bad energy or they're kind of evil, massive schlong.
Dick.
Well, Belinda had lived long enough to know that the bigger the cock, the bigger the cock.
Oh, very nice. little rule of thumb for you there.
Bigger the cock, the bigger the cock. On the other tit, she pitied the skeletal sack of Bish.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine? Just like hunched, probably covered in, what was it?
Chunder spew foam
and whatever it was.
Foam. He looked like Gollum of the Shire without his nice smile.
Nice smile?
Oh, I guess when Gollum's nice, when he's Smeagol, he's got quite a nice smile.
Has he? I think he's quite menacing.
He's got a lovely smile. It's quite creepy, I'd say. Scary.
Bish is definitely giving Gollum vibes. Dobby from Harry Potter.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Who else are like?
Any goblins, really.
Any goblins.
Goblins. Have you seen Gremlins or Gremlin-y?
Yeah.
Belinda gazed at the matching tattoo on his human rind and began to weep water. What could it ever mean?
But wait, what did it mean when she got it? Because she didn't just go do whatever you want, did she? Oh, I'll have page 4, whatever's on there. Yeah.
Unless Bish had been to the same tattoo parlour and they took a picture and it was on the wall. She was like, oh, that's nice. I'll have that. The 3 Bs. Yeah, lovely.
What could it ever mean? She demanded to know. But she was just as stumped as herself. She pointed her beautiful signet ring at it and snapped a photo.
Shut up.
She's got a signet ring with a camera in.
I used to have a ring with a watch on it.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah.
What?
It had a kind of... It was a watch, but it was a ring.
I've never heard of that. It's a very small face.
Very small face. Yeah, that's part of the...
For young
that's
eyes.
That's part of the charm.
Mood rings. Do you ever have a mood ring?
Oh, I wanted after I saw My Girl, I wanted a mood ring so bad.
I had one. I was perpetually sad. Like every time I checked it, it was like dark black. Dark black, is that thing? Yeah, I was always miserable.
You had a mood ring?
I mean, for a brief period.
Oh my God. That's a look, isn't it?
It is. That's bold.
I once had a braid. You know those like colourful braids you can get on holiday?
Mm. I do.
I had one of those once.
That's appropriation.
I had a yin-yang necklace at one point.
Oh my God.
Yin-yang and braids. Well, you'd be cancelled, James.
No, but they were all like the things you'd bought, all like the tat you bought on holiday at that time.
Wow, now it's tat.
How quickly he turns, look at that.
Where did you go on holiday to though? Like Dorset?
No, like Tenerife and like Greek islands and things like that. And they had all these like touristy...
I mean, again, it's a bit like Jamie's revelations. You were jet setting at a young age, weren't you?
Oh, we used to go to all the... for some reason, I was like 10. Our parents would take us to like the party cities in like... So Cyprus, we went to Ionapa. Corfu, we went to Kavos.
Does your mum love a rave?
No! And she'd complain about how noisy the hotels were. I'd be like, Mum, we're literally in the like party town. Oh God, it was awful. Awful holidays. But they always insisted, where else do we go?
But lovely jewellery. And that's what's important, I think, from that story.
Accessories.
Yeah. So she pointed her ring at this and snapped a photo. As the negative printed from the band of gold look metal, she pushed the gas lever to fire and jumped out of the balloon basket. Belinda blinked. And that's the end of the chapter.
Jesus. So she threw the clothes overboard.
She set the balloon off up into the sky and she's jumped out. God knows how high up she is.
Well, she made it go down, if you remember.
No.
No, she didn't, because you can't. The only thing
she
you
switched
is...
off the gas to make it go down a bit.
No, right. You can't. If you refer back, you can't make it go down. You can only make it go up.
Right. Okay.
So
she just jumped to her death.
But what are you suggesting? She took it right to the ground, like what? 6 feet's probably as safe as you can be before to jump out. And then she sets it straight back off in the air again.
How? Because you have to be in it.
Yeah, it's not a car. It's not like...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've never been holidaying with Hunter Roo, so I wouldn't know.
So, a lot of promotions. So a lot changed within the company structure at Steels.
Yeah, absolutely. Belinda's now free of Bish if she hasn't broken her legs. So that's good.
But we don't know if they're dead.
No, but they're very ill and naked.
Yeah.
And she's taken a picture of the tattoo, so she's clearly wanting answers there.
Which
she's
got it on herself. Yeah, she doesn't need the picture, of course, because she has it.
Yeah.
They're identical tattoos, so that was a waste of time. And who gave her the ring? We presume Spooner.
That may never be answered, Alice. Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Well. Here we are.
What's it like to be back, guys? Regretting it yet?
Confusing. It's hard to know where we're going to go from here, like where the story's going to take us now. So Belinda's still in Australia, presumed dead.
Well, actually, the balloon's been in the air for nearly 3 days, so where could we have got to?
I bet he thinks we've flown. I bet we're somewhere in Europe, as far as Rocky's concerned.
He thinks that a balloon travels at the same speed as an aeroplane, doesn't he? She's going to drop down and land like in the chimney of the safe house and just... And somebody's going to be like, what's the racket? And she'll be like, hi, guys.
I'm back.
So come back next week because we will be reading chapter 2. Do you want to know the title? We used to do that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Share the title.
Yeah, give us the title.
A little preview.
Chapter 2 is called The Flying Doctor.
Ooh,
oh.
No idea what that's about.
Do we know any doctor? Oh, Dr.
Robbins.
Robbins, yeah.
Dr. Studd.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Studd.
Oh, now he's interested.
Oh.
So, yes, go back next Monday. Porno Day is back once more.
Yes, and I don't think we've said this before, but you can follow or subscribe to us wherever you listen to your podcast so you never miss an episode. You'll get an alert as soon as it's out.
Yeah, and it helps us out and you can write a little review. For some reason, we only accept 5-star ones. So.
Oh, yeah, you can only click the 5-star button.
So
absolutely.
Unfortunately, that's the only function available. But yeah, we never ask for that. So thank you if you take the time to do that.
Absolutely. You can find us on social media as well. It's at Dad Wrote a Porno on Twitter.
It's My Dad Wrote a on Instagram.
And it's some variation of that on the other ones.
You can email us too at mydadwriteporno@gmail.com.
We should probably mention as well the tour.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, yeah, the long postponed tour. I mean, Belinda will be 45 by the time we get back on the road. But yes, we are coming back. Do not worry.
Yes, we've pushed the tour into 2022 and we're keeping everything crossed that it'll be okay. A lot of dates have sold out, but there are some tickets still available. So if you just go to the website, mydadwriteaporno.com/live.
And also, people might not be able to make the new date, so there probably will be tickets in most places. So do please check in your area.
And she'll be like one of those basics, won't she, where she's like, still 30? Oh, still 21? And I hope you've had a good listening party, however you've been doing it.
Yes.
We're back in the groove now.
I know, this is fun.
Send us your listening party pictures or what you've been up to. We'd love to see it.
So see you next day.
Gross.
Porno's back, basically.
Sorry, that'll be the cookies.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.